Good morning, everybody. This is Mary Dowser in Winchester, Virginia, and
Gwen Carter.
Gwen Carter. And what we have been asked to do first is give you our elevator speeches, and then we'll go on into talking more about our partnership in New Kent. 15 years ago, my family was in crisis. My son was suicidal. My husband was chronically sleep deprived, and my body was full of stress, arthritis, and allergies. A friend showed me natural energy technologies from a company in Japan and helped me understand why we needed them. My family's life path changed dramatically that day, and in weeks and months, all of our issues disappeared. So, I like meeting people and talking to people, and am looking for friendly and outgoing people who can spread the word about self-care. Do you happen to know anybody? Also, you might know somebody who would like to have another source of income, and that's what I enjoy. Gwen?
Yes, my name's Gwen Carter, and 10 years ago, in the middle of the night, I would jolt awake from sharp pains in my arms and legs, and the doctors couldn't find out what was wrong, and then I was assuming there was no solution. I would just have to live with it. But a friend of mine showed me the natural energy technologies that came out of Japan, and so I began using them, and my numbness went away. So I felt the results, and then I just had to share with people what I had experienced. You know, it's sad how many people accept this discomfort as being well. Do you know of anyone who's looking for natural solutions?
Thanks, Gwen.
Sure.
I don't know how many of you have worked with a partner or have partnered with somebody, but something happened to both Gwen and me, and I'll leave Gwen to tell the story of how we got working together.
Well, Mary, I think it was about 6 years ago, and you had given me a call and asked if I was interested in collaborating in a health fair, and I said yes, I would, and so we had our partners come and join us, and after that event, you know, we had so many referrals that we needed to follow up with, so I offered my home to do the in-home presentations, and then once that was over, right around the corner, there was another health fair. So we went to that health fair, we did one more, and then we followed up with the in-homes. Well, then, a year later, we realized that, you know, we could gain better results if we worked together. So I went and found a place that we could reserve. It's like a coffee shop. And so at the coffee shops, we would discuss how we could be more effective for our customers and for our consultants. We worked on presentations. We kept it brief. We would figure out how to manage the customers. We put together spreadsheets. And, you know, I found that I have to be very tenacious with follow-up, and it's my weakest link, but it's my intention to keep on track. And I found that there were times, you know, where we get together and we just motivate each other. Wouldn't you agree, Mary? It's like trying to keep up to date with what's going on.
Right. I remember, since I also have a full-time job, two jobs actually, and so I would rely on you a lot for keeping up with the calls during the week, during the daytime when I couldn't listen in, and keeping up with alerts that come through the phone during the day because I had my phone turned off for work purposes, and so I really relied on our contact because you could keep me up and alert with what was going on. And that's really been very helpful over the last few years when things at work have just gotten out of control and seem to take over all 24 hours of my day rather than just the usual 8. So I really look forward to our meetings each week and being able for you to tell me what's going on when I've been totally, you know, out of the loop for that time.
I know. Well, thank goodness for the collaboration.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and not only that, but, you know, our company was just going through so many changes, too, and to watch how it came out so much stronger from it, but trying to keep up with it, it really was a challenge for us. But at least we had our Negan family, and they're so amazing, and you can just feel the love and passion with them, wanting to help us to succeed. And it's just exciting to see their desire for the same thing, you know, to have more abundance in our lives. So that keeps me smiling.
Right. And there's times when, oh, I can't be there to do something, but I can make a flyer, or I can put together a quick PowerPoint, because those are some of the skill sets that I bring to the partnership. And I think that's helped in many ways keep things going. I feel like I'm contributing, even on the times when I can't pay close attention to some of the other points that are happening. Of course, we have wonderful uplines, and I think we need to tell people, just to reiterate, that we're both platinum, but we're cross-line. Neither one of us benefits financially from being in any way working with the other. Our upline is very happy we're working together, but and we share an upline, but I don't think that anybody ever expected us to start working together when there's no financial incentive to do so. But what Vance asked us to talk about is the kinds of things that we benefit from just by working together on things and how we share duties. I don't think we've ever fought over somebody that has contacted us. We usually work it out, who's contacted who, even at the festivals when we're surrounded by hundreds of people and they're all trying to come and get they all want the hands on to the Negan stuff. We
exactly.
Always have to do with the most action.
That's so true.
You know, we've always worked it out. We always have. The other thing that has helped at those festivals is we have a contact sheet so that each of the people that we talk to, we get them to fill out their information and intake form and then what their conditions are. And each of us has separate sheets, and we make sure that the contacts that we have are, you know, signed in for us. And usually it just keeps on going. If somebody helped them initially and the other one supports, it goes back to the initial contact. And we've never had any disagreements over the years. I think it's stronger when you're working together and you can bounce off ideas. It's a three-way, almost in action, where the customer or somebody that you meet at one of the festivals can talk to me and then talk to you and get, you know, a confirmation of what they're hearing from two separate people.
Yeah, we validate each other, which helps, especially if they know us. I will look over at Mary, and she'll realize, okay, she needs confirmation.
Right.
Because because they know me personally, they're not going to accept what I'm saying. So then Mary runs around and finishes up, and I'll do the same for her.
Right. And that's been very helpful. I live way out in the woods, and so having your house closer to town, it's easier for people to find it, number one, just get lost on the way. But it's also convenient. We've had different contacts come there, and so you're the validation for my people hearing it from me. You know, they think I think I'm weird anyway, but then you say, no, look, here it is, and
That's true.
Right. Anyway, the one thing I wanted to say in going along with that is you had some experiences, Gwen, that date back to when you were in Alaska. Do you want to remind people about those?
Oh, wow. We were stationed. My husband was in the military. He was a fighter pilot. And so we were stationed in Fairbanks, and our son became very lethargic with the darkness, and he came down with SAD. And the far infrared light.
What's SAD?
It's sudden deficit deprivation, where they it affects their thinking, it affects their mind, it affects their they become they don't have any energy. It drains their energy too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your son had that.
He did for the 3 years that we were there. But the base, we had a high suicide rate there. And the base, with the engineers, they came up with a room in the on the base that had the far infrared lights, that would give people energy. And they said anybody could go there, kids, children, adults. So I just had Kevin go there all the time, and then he'd come home. But that really, it just gave him enough to keep going. It was a coping mechanism, and it really helped a lot. Well, then our daughter went off to college, and she had trouble focusing. So I sent her the light, and her grades improved greatly by keeping her centered focus. And her friends would come in, and they'd go, why is it you're so energized? Well, she didn't want to tell them that it was her light. That was right next to her.
So the full spectrum light that Megan had for a while. But then, weren't you out in a boat for some reason?
Ooh. You're going to make me share that?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so it was in August. It was Glacier Lake. I had my both my daughters and one of their friends, and they wanted to go water skiing. Well, you have to wear a wetsuit to water ski. And so we get out in the boat, and I couldn't get it started. So I go back in, and I said, could you give me a different boat? And he goes, no, I'll come out with you. Well, he was young. He's 18 years old. He sees three girls. So I said, well, don't you need a wetsuit? And he says, oh, no. Now, I didn't have a wetsuit either. So we get out there, and the boat died. And we didn't know that. We put Julie in the water with her wetsuit to ski, and then we couldn't get the boat to start up to push her up. And then the next thing we knew, the line was not attached, and she was drifting so far away from the boat that the guy panicked, and we dove in after her and immediately went into shock. So I looked at the girls on the boat, and I said, you guys, do not follow me. I am going to jump in, and I'm going to save this man. And they told me not to. And I put the vest on. I grabbed an extra vest, and I dove in after him. Well, of course, I'm a buoy, so he's drowning me. And I just said, God, you got to help me. And I came up out of that water, punched him so hard that it knocked him out. And this is a big guy, big 18-year-old.
And you're probably all of less than 100 pounds at that point.
Yeah. And so I snapped the snap on his vest. He came to, and he hit me in the face. He was so violent. So what I did is I grabbed a hold of his vest, and I took my feet, and I kicked him in the chest to get him away from me. Otherwise, he was going to drown me because he overpowered me. And he sat there, and he goes, did I just die? I said, yes, you did. Who are you? So we're floating there, and I had to yell to the girls, you've got to get the boat started. You've got to get help for us. I cannot stay much longer. And within a minute, not even, I went numb. I couldn't move. Well, the whole time, my daughter Julie, who's in the water, she comes up to us, swimming, stroke by stroke. She gets to the guy, because I had kicked him away, and she goes, are you okay? And he goes, I'm fine. So then she comes to me, and she goes, are you okay? And I said, no, I can't move. So she yells to the girls, and she goes, all right, what you got to do? And she gives them instructions on how to start the boat. this is a 14-year-old. So they get the boat started, they go full throttle, they turn around, and they come at it full throttle. Well, I thought, wow, this is great. And they really yelled at them to kill it, and then the boat coast right up to us. And then Julie and the three girls had to lift me out of the water, and then Julie had to lift the guy out of the water. And then the boat starts up again. We get over to the shore, and the weird thing is my husband is doing water survival in a heated pool. That is just so not fair.
That's ironic. That's ironic.
It is. I mean, at the exact hours.
Wow.
So I get home, and I get examined. I go to the hospital, and they said, wow, Gwen, you're real lucky. Your feeling is coming back, but we think you're going to have residual effects 10 years from now, where you're going to have this tingling, poor circulation, because those are just some of the signs that may occur. And I said, oh, no, that won't happen to me. I'm telling you, 10 years to the day in August, the numbness started kicking in. And that's why I started having all these symptoms. But then Nathan was introduced to me the same year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what products in Nathan or what technologies really made a difference?
It was the wellness home. I had, my sister knew I was having these issues, and she goes, why don't you go to an event? So I went, and all these testimonials were up there, and I was just floored. I thought, what? You're kidding me. Water? Air? Sleep? So
a blank.
Nathan looked at me and said, I think you need to purchase it all. And I think so, too. So we did. And
wow.
Never tried it. It was sight unseen. Got it. And I drank the water all day. And then that evening, I got in the sleep system. And no kidding. I mean, well, let me back up a bit. Jim, just a few months before that, Jim would say it was like sleeping with an iceberg because throughout the night, I would get so numb that I'd have to jump up out of bed and walk around to get the circulation going. So, Big Jim says, man, Gwen, we got to do something about this.
Right.
And that night, the sleep system slowly defrosted me. It was incredible. I had sharp tingling, sharp pains, and I thought, well, maybe I'm detoxing. But it just got better and better. This soothing warmth sensation just took over, and it was incredible. It was the best sleep I had. And I look over at Jim, and he says, man, I slept like a baby. What about you? So it affected both of us, because Jim was a snorer. And I said, I didn't even hear you snore. So we had no idea. And all we did was apply the products, you know, and I took nutritionals, and I put insoles. I had to wear insoles all the time, 24/7. When I get into it, so when I travel, I have to have, magnetics on me to sleep, or I go back into that jolting out of bed, the numbness it comes on me immediately at night. Now, during the day, because I'm walking, I don't have those symptoms, but only at night.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what kinds of products do you wear on yourself during, now? When you're traveling, what is it that works best?
It's the, I use the insoles, the back flex, the necklaces, power bands.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And, of course, your grandchildren are growing up in Nathan Wellness Homes.
Yes, they are. So, of course, when they're college-y, I immediately wrap them in a far infrared blanket, and it calms them down when they're all agitated. My niece came over with a real colicky baby, and she was crying, and she goes, I have to get out of the house. And I said, well, leave her with me. And she goes, no, you don't understand. Well, then she cried more when she came back because she never cried for me, and I had her wrapped up in the far infrared, the blanket, and she goes, what have you done? This isn't normal. And I think she's just, I'm just giving her what she needs.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Mary, you had a great result with one of our products with the shampoo. Do you want to share?
Well, absolutely. I have now lovely white hair, I think. I'm enjoying it. Today's my birthday. I don't think I
can. Oh! Happy birthday!
Thank you. And today I'm 66. So that's one of those milestones. And way back, it was 2 years ago, I realized I'd been dyeing my hair for 42 years. And it just got to the point where I couldn't dye it enough to keep the white from going away. And it's okay. I even did the spray the gray away. And that I was doing just too often. It was every 2 weeks that I needed to dye my hair. And so it was thinning on top. I was doing more of a comb over so that it wouldn't show, teasing it, you know. But it was getting pretty thin. And I'd always have hair in the drain and going all of those things. And I kept thinking about the hundreds of chemicals soaking into my head. And then I started looking up what was in hair dye. And ammonia, hydrogen peroxide, and that's what bleaches out the color. And then you put the color, whatever color, back in. And there's also an alkaline agent, sodium carbonate or ethanolamine. I can't say some of these things, but whatever these are, some of the things that are in conventional hair dyes, the peroxide, the PPDs, which are paraphenylenediamines, and these are the chemicals that create color. And it's widely thought that all those things are carcinogenic, as well as coal tar, which the FDA has issued a warning about being a possible cancer risk way back in 1993. And so even though organic is safer than synthetic hair dye, it's really hard to be really organic. And you can read more about it. I would just, if that's something that you're concerned about, I would definitely read more about it. So one of the things I wanted to do in my aging process here is avoid more chemicals. I really tried in my house to take out all the cleaning, you know, the things that I was introducing into our environment to make the wellness home really a lot better. You know, I have great sleep and we have light and water and all of that, but I didn't want to bring chemicals into that house more and more to increase the indoor pollutants. And so, yes, I have the air wellness right next to me right now. I've lived with allergies all my life, and that was from when I was in New York. It used to be seasonal allergies, but when I moved from Virginia, since everything molds or rots or blooms and has pollen or something, or there's dust allergies, there's dust mites all around. I mean, there's always something, and I live with animals, two cats and a dog. So all of the things that were in the house, I've been trying one by one by one to take care of adding in any more chemicals. And I had to look at my body and think, okay, I'm putting this chemical on my body now every 2 weeks. And that's on top of the hairspray and the, all of the conditioners, et cetera. Well, at the same time, or not the same time, I decided in August that year to grow my hair up. So I went to my local wig store and bought a couple of wigs that made my hairstyle. It looked the same as the hairstyle that I was wearing at the time. And so underneath I could grow things out. And wouldn't you know, when you and I went to San Antonio for the Beacon Convention, that in October that year, they came out with great hair care products.
And so I started using the Nikon True Elements hair care, which I have to give a good plug for our company. There's still a hair care deal right now. If you buy or sell two shampoo bottles, you get one conditioner free. And that's been a great deal for a lot of my customers. You can also do the skin and hair care pack together on a limited time offer. You can get that skin and hair care pack. So I'd look at remind people to look at what's available on the Nikon homepage. Anyway, what I did was I wore wigs to cover up the process because I'm a full-time teacher, and there's nothing more distracting to students than what the teacher's wearing or how the teacher's hair looks, especially if it's out of kilter in some way. And I didn't think that a white stripe down the middle of my hair was really that appropriate. So I wanted people the students to be focusing on what I was saying, talking about, rather than what I was looking like. So I did wear wigs. And on the weekends, I could take not wear the wigs, and it was wonderful. And what I found out was, as I progressed from August with thinning hair and this faded, because the color wasn't sticking in very well either, by October it had grown out an inch. By December it was out 2 inches, and in March it was all but, it's probably 3.5, close to 4 inches. And then in April, I had a cut underneath, and I quote-unquote came out from under the wigs in April and had a nice short haircut. It's taken my hair probably, it was over 6 months before my hair really found out what it was supposed to do. Is my hair care, my stylist says, it takes, after you make a drastic change to your hair, it has to figure out, sort of like it's got a mind of its own, but it has to react to the air, it has to react to your body. And as I said, I was detoxing through this whole experience. I kept taking Nikon's cleanse and detox product, or liver support, whatever, you know, I can't remember which was out when, but through the whole process, I detoxed, and my hair was changing, and it changed. It took 6 months for it to settle down, and then probably another 6 months before I started noticing, you know, the character that it really was going to have. So what do I like about it now? I don't have to worry about my roots for the first time in 4 years.
And the color is gorgeous.
It is very white. I look at my mom and my dad. They both turned white in their 50s. So if I had just let it go naturally, it would have. But at the time when I started dyeing it, I was teaching high school, and the kids would reach over to my head and just pull them out. Oh, you've got a white hair again. Distracted from what we were supposed to be doing or talking about. I also found that my hair now with the Nikon shampoo, it's growing back in thicker on top than it's been for a long time. I don't need to tease it to get height. And my stylist keeps saying, wow, your hair is so thick. What are you doing? What are you doing? And I've shown her the shampoo. The thing about the shampoo, I don't use very much of it. I think Vance has talked about this. A bottle of shampoo has lasted me almost a year because I just use a very small amount. And the same with the conditioner. I just use a very small amount. So the other thing is I'm not finding that many hairs in the brush or in the shower drain. And the only chemicals, the good part, the only chemicals that I'm using are a little dab of mousse and a little bit of hairspray because, you know, the wind still messes up my hair. So I love the True Elements shampoo and conditioner. Now my thing is to embrace all of the true elements and bring all of them into the face and hair care every day. And so far, I mean, I've challenged myself to do that. I think too often my focus is that we tend to focus on other people, and we forget that we need to nourish our bodies too. And so remembering to take the nutritionals, remembering to do all of the face care products as I need to, and the skin care. So all of that is something just to keep reminding me. Get back on this. And, you know, it's hard when you fall asleep grading papers at night, and you fall asleep papers. So, okay, now I get up and do my routine for getting to go to bed. Sometimes I do forget that, so.
And it is. It's the best investment that we could do is to take care of ourselves first so others could see. And you're a great example of that.
Well, I have to remind myself to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I did is I moved some of the nutritionals into the bathroom. I set up my waterfall in the bathroom also, and I've moved it. So, and it, yes, it's away from the toilet, but I've also got a little place where I keep the nutritionals that I want to take in the evening before I go to bed. I've moved a supply of those in there, so it's made it easier for me. It might not work for everybody, I understand that, but for those of us that, you know, I focus too much on other people and I need to now focus on myself for a moment, it helps me remember to take those things I need to before I go to bed. And I do take the Osteodense and the Caldense right before I go to bed, and I sleep better. And then, yes, I'm using the sleep mask, and I wake up with mask hair sometimes.
Don't we all?
I know, we all do that. But I get really good sleep, so that's been the wonderful thing. And in a wellness home, there are nights when I really do enjoy getting into the bed, and my whole body just relaxes after sitting up and grading papers. Then, oh gosh, I get to get horizontal and into that bed, and it's a reward.
So, it totally is.
Right.
But other than that, that's the update on all of those things.
Yeah, the other thing, going back to our partnership, that it's been really good to have somebody to partner with to go to the conferences and to drive to events. And sometimes when the team can't go, at least we can go, that kind of thing. And people feel like they're joining a group rather than just one-to-one. And that's been wonderful.
I agree. I've really enjoyed it. Well, especially like this past weekend. You know, here we had an event. We got together. We texted all the people. We went to a restaurant and set up a live event to see Rick Murphy on Saturday. And then you and I got in the car at 5 in the morning on Sunday to drive to Richmond. You know, and to participate in the Nathan's Entrepreneur Being More. I mean, we were there all day. It was just, it was incredible. But there again, it's commitment. It is how can we validate and help our customers and clients? It's to be relevant. We've got to do this if we want to succeed.
Right. And we had asked team members if they could go, and that's the other hard thing. Sometimes they can't. So at least being able to get there, I always get something out, something new happens, something that I needed to know at that moment. So even though you and I have been to many Humans Being More and Entrepreneurs Being More in the past, we always learn something new. And then for us, it's a three-hour ride home from Richmond, so we get to talk over what we can.
Yes.
And that's the fun part.
It is.
Okay.
Well, love this business.
Absolutely. I think the only thing, other reminder that I need to do is just to remind everybody to keep up with the incentives that are out. Absolutely, the 12 days of Christmas right now, and any of the other incentives, and to let your people know about them. That was what got us together, and that's what I think gets a lot of people excited about working together in New Kent to help people find self-care solutions for them.
Absolutely.
So now let me stop the recording and open it up for questions.